Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
When you think about these drones, and drones are like unmanned aircraft. Remember when you were a kid, or actually when maybe, yeah, when we was a kid, I guess, I didn't have one. I had one that was made of wood with rubber band.
What'd you have?
My plane actually had a, it was like some little thin piece of wood that they kind of like shaved off a tree somewhere and had a sticker on the side of it, and it had a plastic prop, and you just, rubber band, you'd hook it to something and you'd wind it real tight.
I used to love those.
That was my drone, son. That was my drone. That's what I had. And I would send that for surveillance. And of course, it would go at least 2 feet and it'd let me know what was going on. And I realized after a while that I could just look and see what's going on.
Oh.
And it just saved me all the expense of the 25-cent airplane that I was purchasing. But, you know, today they're a little bit different. You know, we have this is drone technology. I was watching on PBS. You know, you can watch PBS on their, they have an app for that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what they said. You know, this is what the drones are doing. The drones are, they fly over a particular territory. And at 25,000 feet, and
wow.
And I'm sorry, I can try to type and talk, and that just don't work. And at 25,000 feet, they have cameras that are 8,000. They have 8,000 times resolution.
Wow.
8,000 times. That's down to the 12 inches. That's down to like 12 inches or something at 25,000 feet. So the people on the ground can't see this aircraft flying over them. So you think about it. At 25,000 feet, they are watching mankind. The cameras that are like 8,000 times the resolution, and some have lasers, and they point this laser at the particular person or building or car or wherever they would like to destroy.
Mm-hmm.
And then they launch a bomb, and the bomb has a computer in it that just follows, and it goes right to where the missile is pointing. Mm-hmm. It goes right to where the missile is pointing. And so if you feel...
The laser, you mean?
The laser. If you have a little red light on your forehead, if you feel like... if somebody's bald head is reflecting some laser light, realize 25,000 feet up in the air, it could be a drone.
Mm.
And what happens is, it doesn't matter where that missile decides to fly at the beginning, it will look for the exact place that laser is touching.
Wow.
And, I forgot to tell you this. There's nobody in it.
Mm.
The person who's flying that over Iraq, Afghanistan, your state, over Afghanistan or Yemen, or they're actually in some small box thing that looks like a thing they put on trains. It's like an 18-wheeler pulls, that kind of size thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting like your son or your daughter playing some sort of a PlayStation or Xbox, and they're flying that thing and killing people on the other side of the earth.
Wow.
And it's like, he's like, right? He's like, there's just something about this, you know.
This is not good.
You know, you're going to kill me. Look at me. At least, this is like, you know, there's a day, it's like, you're going to be a man. You face me face to face.
Yeah, right.
You know, then we got tanks and guns and stuff. And now we just fly a plane over you and just blow a hole in the earth. And we just think that's not a big deal. This is what the PBS reports, that Washington gives this report, that drones are credited for killing 70% of Al-Qaeda. Leadership, 70%. Remember the kill list they talked about, the news talked about, reportedly that on Tuesdays that the president would see a kill list of who the drone was going to fly over. And and if you can go watch this on PBS, and there might be on the VFN Torch a preview video that they have there that you can see, and it'll show you all the drone situations that have gone on. Senator Ron Paul, he says that he fears that the future is thousands of drones flying over us in America, over the United States of America.
Wow.
I mean, think about it. It was 25,000 feet. Listen, Sad to say, I know what it looks like at 10,000 feet. I know what it looks like at 10,000 feet. Things are very small. I mean, could you see me when I was at 10,000 feet? It was a dot or...
maybe a speck.
But it was a big plane. Now imagine being a drone.
Yeah.
A drone...
you wouldn't even see it.
The biggest... not the biggest drone, but the second biggest drone's called something. I'll think about it in a minute. Predator. But it's the whole thing weighs as much as a pickup truck.
Oh, wow.
And so you know you couldn't see that at 10,000 feet, much less 25.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're counting the hairs on your head, waiting to see if they should put a beam on your head, a laser on your head.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, ooh, doo, 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 doo. Boom! It's like, right.
Gone.
Yeah, it's like, we don't want Satan to get a hold of this. We don't want Adolf Hitler to get a hold of this. Can you imagine, you know, going through and fulfilling the Quran? What it says, it even says one day a rock will pull itself up and say, hey, there's a Jew under me.
Mm-hmm.
And they would put that laser beam on that rock and they would blow it up trying to kill Christians and Jews.
Yeah.
And somebody that was loyal to Muhammad would. I mean, I'm not talking about people who decided to water it down. You know, I'm talking about Islamists.
Mm-hmm.
And many, many other nations today are building their drones and joining us. So we're not the only one with drones. Somebody says, I got a gun. It's like, yeah, but, you know, they just spied on us. You know how Russia got the first atom bomb? They put spies in America and spied out us building Enola Gay, that big, huge bomb that was built in the deserts. And they built their bomb by sending spies to us to find out. They probably helped us build it. And then all of a sudden they had it. Now we have the whole world armed with, you know, the nuclear power thing. Now imagine, is that my neighbor's toy or am I about to die?
You know,
what's that flying over me? Think about it. I mean, think about it. Think about that and they have like, that's a, you know, the Predator's kind of like a larger drone, but you couldn't see it if it's flying 25,000 feet. But they have some the size of a basketball, and it's sending back intelligence. I mean, used to, you know, coming from law enforcement, you know, criminals do a lot of things to be able to spy things out and determine things. But you know what? They could sit there and scan your whole neighbor after going to Google. They can actually then go and drop their little basketball size flying helicopter type device and begin to just kind of go look in your windows of your house and go around your backyard, go fly over real quick, like to your work, make sure you're at work, and then looking in all the windows to see if you're there or not. And all of a sudden, they just text a message to a one of their business partners, a hoodlum, and comes over and breaks into your house.
Wow.
I mean, there is no, what's the law that says you can't have a model-sized airplane and taking surveillance? And it's just getting crazy, isn't it?
Crazy.
It's just getting crazy. And they describe that where we are today in the drone technology today, we are like, it's equal to the technology of the two-wing aircraft, of the double-wing aircraft coming out of World War II. That's about how low we are, how much further we got to go. And we're already going, you know, we're already at 25,000 feet, you know.
Yeah.
Shooting
you
fun.
Said two-wing aircraft.
Yeah, remember the two-wing movie? That's where we're at.
Of World War II.
Yeah. That's where we're at. We're in the infancy of this drone technology, and everybody now is building their nuclear bombs, or not the nuclear bombs, but they're building their drones. Mm. I mean, Iran's reported to have a drone. They're going to, a drone, I mean, if you haven't been to Israel, I mean, we had some F-14s or something fly over us when we were in Galilee.
Yeah.
You know, we're like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to pray or not. And the prayer room was at the very top of the house we were at in Galilee. And Tiberias, and all of a sudden, two F-14s fly over about 2 inches above the house and just rock and shatter the windows, like, not shatter the windows, but vibrate them. And we're like, okay, we're going to pray now. Now imagine a drone easily flying right over into Israel's territory, carrying nuclear weapons. Missiles are like some kid. Remember the old big thing was kids like, I want to build me a missile. You know, I mean, it was water, fire, whatever it is. I mean, the missile thing, just shoot and launch. Why not just fly slowly over at 75 miles an hour like America's drone, carrying a nuclear warhead inside this thing, and just fly it right into something? I mean, it's like a kamikaze pilot with no pilot. And do it while you're sitting in your living room with your PlayStick and your joystick from your Xbox or your PlayStation, similar type mechanism. Church, we need to trust God. Not technology. Think about it. With technology expanding exponentially, and you got to understand exponentially, it's amazing. If you take a penny a day and it has exponential growth, at the end of 30 days, you have millions of dollars. Just a penny a day. The first day, you have a penny. The second day, you have 2 pennies. Third days, you have 4 pennies. Next day, you have 8, and it just progresses. It doubles every time. It's called exponential. I mean, you have like $1 million at the end of 30 days. Mm-hmm. Some people, you say, hey, I'll give you $100,000, or I'll give you a penny a day compounded daily. People go, dude, I want the $100,000.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then one person walks off with $1 million, and another one walks off with $100,000. Well, that's how technology is expanding exponentially. And so when they talk about, you know, where we are in World War II technology, it's not going to be long before we're going to exponentially think about this. That exponential growth, this is what they say. They say that in the next 10 years, in the next 10 years, that because of the exponential growth, I mean, think about it, no telling where we're going to be because technology is growing exponentially. That's what I'm saying. So this is what it is today. Now, if it's going to grow in the next 10 years, it's going to be 1,024 times more technical with more abilities than it is today. And just in 10 years.
Yeah.
In 20 years, it'll be 262,000 times more and wow. More abilities. It's like, you know, nothing personal, but, you know, I'm glad that I don't think I have a grace to be young again.
I know it.
I'm thinking, run the drones. I can't run no more, bro. I just can't run. I'm just tired. I'm just tired.
Trust Jesus.
You know, Paul had to run to a chopping block. We're just going to have to wait for the dot to hit us. <You're> right? Is that the dot? Oh, my God. I mean, think about it. No matter where you are right now, if the enemy got a hold of this technology, that no matter, you might be at your office right now listening. You might be in some park listening. You might be in your house listening. You may be in whatever. And all of a sudden, at 25,000 feet that you can't see, and a laser points it to you can't see, is directing something that's going to end your destiny, which you'll soon see.
Wow.
And it's just amazing. And people say, well, you know, that's, and they, and Americans so often, we're like, oh, but that's not Americans. Like, does anybody else, like the 95% of the world's population count? I mean, why do we always go, well, that's not Americans? Like, they're human beings. We got to be careful about this.
Right.
The fear of God, of understanding that we can't just go around killing people. I mean, I understand that there's a time to defend yourself and things going on, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know. This is whew, territory, man. This is some major territory. But just think about it. In 20 years, we'd be 262,000 times more technical with our drones, probably, which would be particles that are able to do things that could totally, you know, blow your mind. It's something mm-hmm. that's hovering up that's kind of sticks to your clothes or something. I don't know. Or gets in your bloodstream or I don't know.
Imagine it wouldn't even have to take that long, 5 years.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And 5 years is like, I don't know. But 10 years, I figured it out. So it'd be 1,024 times. 1,024. So you can imagine what 25 years would be like. And so it's bad now. You think, well, what's the hope? This is the hope. And this is a very important part. You know, what do we do as the church? We let technology submit to us. We don't submit to technology. We don't let technology take our freedoms. We have an American Constitution. We try to figure out how these technologies can fit in the context of the First Amendment and the Constitution. They don't limit the Bill of Rights that we have in the Constitution, mm-hmm. that we submit this technology to God. I mean, obviously, that it can be good, it can be evil. There's two aspects of it. But we have to realize that the original inventor of so many things, including the drone, did not invent it to kill people. And if you go to PBS and you watch that segment on the drones, he said, I did not. He started in the 70s developing this thing. And he developed that Predator. And he said that was